1-800-327.
Welcome to America Tonight, kicking off another week. What would it be like if we weren't kicking the three dreaded letters, the IRS? Republicans are threatening, saying they're going to pull back on the IRS purse strings. I read that headline somewhere. And really, part of what's now been dug up is a big meeting that happened in 2010, and they paid speakers a whole bunch of money, including someone to tell them about leadership through art. They got paid $17,000. We talked about that. Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News tees it up with us, as always, right at the top. Victoria, you and I could have split that money, and we could have taught them about leadership.
I mean, we really could. We could have done a better job.
I know.
Did you see the way the people danced in that video?
Yes. I don't get it.
Unbelievable.
I know. I don't get it. Absolutely. So now you've got Hal Rogers saying that we're prepared to use whatever we have to do. If we have to pull back on the bucks, we're going to do that because we want to get at the truth. So
yeah.
This is just the summer of investigations. Don't you think this is just going to continue on for a while?
Yeah, I do think it's going to continue on for a while. But I do think that Sunday, when House Oversight Committee Chair Daryl Issa called White House spokesman Jay Carney a paid liar, he not only crossed the line, but I could hear the intake of breath of reporters, journalists, and analysts around the country as they suddenly went, wait a second, have we got caught up in a merry-go-round here? Maybe we need to rethink this, because this sounds like overreach and somebody who's trying to really push an agenda rather than just go for the
fact. Yeah. This is the fact. It was a 5-4 decision, a big one. The Supreme Court allowing the cops to obtain DNA samples without a warrant. What was the reaction to this in D.C.? I guarantee it was the top topic, right?
Oh, this has been a huge topic in D.C. I think there were a couple of surprises to this. One, I think, was that nobody really knew which way the court was going to come down on this one, whether they were going to say, yeah, it's fine, just open wide and we'll swab your mouth. That they were going to say that that was fine, because they do have some privacy concerns, this court, and they can jump both ways on it. And the other big surprise was it was a 5-4 decision. Well, that's kind of blah-de-blah. That happens all the time. But it was a weird 5-4 split, because you had the four of the Republican justices, with liberal justice Stephen Breyer making up the fifth, and Antonin Scalia jumped and joined the three women justices to make up a liberal bloc.
Wow. Yeah, so really the vote was interesting.
Very interesting indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And no kidding. There was a big news as far as somebody who had been around for a long time on the Hill, and that's Frank Lautenberg, the Democratic New Jersey, you know, senator, longtime senator. He served in Congress for more than 30 years. He dies at the age of 89. He was a veteran. He was the last, they said, World War II veteran in the Senate. I didn't realize that. Did you have any brushes with him in your time of covering Congress?
Yes, I met him when I was covering the Senate some years ago, and he was very gentlemanly, a very thoughtful man. If you asked him a question, you know, at a press conference that he'd be having with other senators on an issue, he sort of thought, and then he'd answer your question, and he would answer your question and give it the thought and the time that it deserved. And I always thought that was gentlemanly and intelligent, and he would give you an answer that gave you credit for thinking of a question to ask, but actually gave you more than that, gave you real information.
Wow, real information. These days, with all this witch hunting about leaks and everything else, it's pretty tough. You got to get your shovel out and really dig, don't you, to get some of that real information.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria Jones, have a great evening. Thanks, as always, for stopping by here on America Tonight.
Thanks. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, coming up the rest of this hour, we're going to check in on what's happening in sports, because after all, we had a couple of big games. Boston on the ice against Pittsburgh for game two. It was brutal. Let's just say the Bruins rolled. And in the NBA, is it the Heat? Is it the Pacers that move on to meet the Spurs? for all of the marbles in the land. Let's just say the executives in the NBA can breathe a sigh of relief, as much as so many people like myself would love to have seen the Pacers be there in the end and possibly hoisting the trophy. Who knows? They aren't going to be. So we're going to talk to our man, the Buddha, about gambling and such stuff and how the NBA is back on the map as far as people ponying up bucks to pick teams and points and all that kind of stuff. Because there is no doubt, even though the NFL hates to admit it, one of the big reasons people watch the NFL is because they're betting. They are betting. That's what it's about. Go to any of the books in Vegas or any of those bookmakers, perhaps in your nooks and crannies. And then there is the whole fantasy football thing. So we'll jump into that at the tail end of this hour. But in between, my goodness, is there a lot to talk about. DNA. What do you think about that? The cops now just getting the DNA. Open your mouth. Give me a swab. Fair or foul, the Supreme Court ruling. You know, there's a couple of different ways to look at that, and we're going to do that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also, you got a lot of pressure, and we had started talking about this, just kick off the week on Eric Holder to resign. I mean, is he consistent and accurate? That's what the Department of Justice is saying, really? Where is he consistent and accurate? But anyway, and the IRS, as we mentioned at the top right there off the bat with Victoria, the IRS, the new head of the IRS, the acting commish, is actually won over a few people. And you know why? Because Danny Werfel is just up front about what's happened at the IRS. You know, he's only been on the job for like 12 days. But he says, I'm going to change things at the IRS. I'm going to fix the three dreaded letters. And one of the things he did, the first thing he did, is he asked Lois Lerner to resign. She refused. She chained herself to her desk and said, I am not leaving. I'm kidding about the chained herself to the desk. But definitely he asked her to resign. So he's looking for accountability. That's good. I love it when somebody gets in front of a group of senators or congresspeople and says, I'm looking for accountability. I'm creating accountability or you're out. So maybe he can clean it up. At least it sounds like he might be a little bit better sitting in that lead chair. So there's a lot of shakeups, I think, that are going to happen. It is continuing to be the summer of investigations and committee hearings and testimony in Washington. I mean, C-SPAN should have some of their biggest ratings of all time if people are interested in it anyway. So maybe they're not. Maybe you're bored by all the political sidestepping and side swiping and everything else that we've seen in between. What's in a speech? You know, we were talking about the IRS speech in our last show, and I did this as part of our numbers game that we do. You know, we can count. And we can count that there are 17,000 different reasons why you wouldn't pay somebody that kind of money. Whoops, the band. They get so excited at the top. You wouldn't pay somebody 17 grand to use art to show them how they can be a better leader, would you? But how about Clinton? Clinton's doing a speech for $500,000. $500,000. What does Bill Clinton have to say that's worth $500,000? Stick around. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So who would pay Bill Clinton, the former president of the United States, $500,000 to speak? That would be the Jewish National Fund. They're fronting the dough to make a 45-minute speech is what he'll end up doing. And it's in honor of Israeli President Shimon Peres's 90th birthday. It's June 17th in Rehovot, Israel, at the Peres Academic Center. And guests have to pay $800 to go and see this. So you figure they'll raise that money. That they know they can cover Clinton's fees. That's why. And the requirement had been canceled after Peres said he wouldn't attend if it became a fundraiser. So then they found a different way to pay for it. So how about that? $500,000. But that money was paid to him way in advance. They say he got the money about a year ago. That's pretty sweet. Boy, when you're the, it's like the gravy train when you're the ex-president, because all of the presidents get paid pretty handsomely to speak, but not that much. I think the most Bush has ever gotten is like $25,000. And that's just slightly over the person with the art and the leadership thing, the $17,000 they got for helping out the IRS that needed some leadership training. All right, Kate Delaney, knocking on your door here, America. Remember, you can always participate in the conversation. Okay, I think the big deal on the day is what I just said about the DNA and how you feel about somebody busting in and taking that swab. I mean, in my mind, that's what I'm picturing, right? So criminal suspects, that's what would happen. They're just, if you're a suspect in a criminal case, you are subjected, baby, to DNA testing right after your arrest, before your trial, before the conviction, that whole thing. And this is the whole privacy versus safety deal, right? Think of what DNA has done as far as reversing, actually, some people who have been convicted, who have been on death row for a rape, a crime, another crime they didn't commit. So now you're going to get these genetic samples from someone who's held without a warrant in a criminal custody, in criminal custody for some kind of a serious offense. So it could be kidnapping, could be rape, could be murder, could be, you know, name the serious offenses. 5-4, that's what we said. That was the number count. So they say it's legitimate. They held it up. If an officer makes an arrest, follow the bouncing ball with me. Officer makes an arrest and it's supported by probable cause to hold for a serious offense. They bring the suspect to the station to be in custody. They take and analyze a cheek swab of the person who's arrested, the DNA. So it's, now they're considering this, and this is the first thing I thought. They're considering this like fingerprinting and taking the photograph, the mugshot. This is part of the booking procedure now. So this is reasonable under the Fourth Amendment, is the specific thing that was written in the majority. You know, that it's Fourth Amendment. It follows the Fourth Amendment. But I don't know. The whole idea of looking at the technology, of looking at somebody's biological makeup, and how that could ultimately be thrown out there in a plethora of other spaces doesn't make me comfortable. You know, I'm a privacy chick, but at the same time, I see how criminally, in so many cases, this could have really sealed the deal in some cases and absolutely been a key part of the evidence without going through all these other steps in between. So you think about that. There are, as it was explained to me by a criminal attorney a couple of months ago, there are about 13 individual, what they call individual markers, that are out of 3 billion, that ultimately is what they pull from a suspect's DNA. So it's not the full array of what it could be. So it's not the full genetic deal. And it's, they say, well, it's not shared with the public, and it's not, or a private party, or any, you know, it doesn't include anything else. But boy, I can just see if somebody gets picked up. I'm thinking about this. Think about the Ricin letter that went to Senator Wicker and the Elvis impersonator that was held for a handful of days. And imagine he's swabbed. Well, he would have been swabbed. He would have been swabbed for that, along with everything else, with the mugshot, the printing, the whole thing. And that's wrongful. I mean, that would be a case where it was, he's not the guy. He's not the guy, and the other guy's roaming around, and they finally get him, you know, 2 weeks later. So now you think about ultimately what it can mean. As I said, when we think DNA, you know what you're thinking. You're thinking of the people that have been given a life sentence on death row or on death row, and they've been convicted of, like, first-degree rape. So now, I guess, if they have the DNA swab, would that make a big difference? And yes, and in some cases, of course, it would make a huge difference. So in favor, you had Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Stephen Breyer, Sam Alito, and, you know, Kennedy thrown in favor of the state. The whole privacy thing, though, since 9/11, the Patriot Act, and what we've seen trampled on, and the surveillance, the drone action that we might ultimately see in our neighborhoods, there is something to that. You know, you got to be really careful how much of an inch you give. We talked about that before, right? You give an inch, then suddenly it's a foot, it's a yard, it's a football field. And we're getting close to, wow, we're giving up football fields. And how much of that do we want to continue to do? And I think this is kind of one of those things. Heavily debated. Think of felons, convicted felons, DNA, you know, samples, when can you collect them, when is the information ultimately doled out, and all that kind of stuff. So there you go. You got your Supreme Court ruling. I mean, just to be clear, the Fourth Amendment does require your government to balance legitimate law enforcement interests with the privacy rights of individuals, so the cops and you and me. A big, bad, key area of concern was whether developing rapid DNA technology would allow initial identification testing to be completed within 2 hours, because they want to, boom, boom, get this done right away. Right now, it can take 2 weeks or more, depending on how backlogged it is. And this is also part of that problem, too. But, you know, here you go. So it's in the books. It's in the books. President Obama said earlier in the year, it's the right thing to do, expanding DNA swabs for arrestees. This is where the National Registry becomes so important. So you can weigh in. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Or 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. DNA swab after an arrest is legitimate, is a legitimate search. That's how the Supreme Court ruled. Now, you know, we're going to start to see stories crop up all over the place about this once this kicks in. I feel like I have to give you a quick follow-up, too, by the way. I got this from Sue in Los Angeles. They're saying now those California wildfires getting a lot of help from neighboring states to try to contain it. So far, over 30,000 acres have gone up. Whew, somebody who lived in California and really enjoyed the short time I spent there. Oh, it makes me so sad to see the areas that have gone up north of Los Angeles. So lots of houses threatened, but so far, you know, 6 homes completely ripped up by the flames, 1,000 others in jeopardy. And you've got lots of acreage there. And they've contained it, they say, to about 40%. So they hope to bump that up. I hope so, too. The Santa Ana winds, that's the thing. The least little spark. You know, someone dumps a cigarette, they don't stamp it out enough, something else happens, some kind of lighter thing. And that's how it is, those dry conditions, and it goes up, boom, just like that. Marines, Emil, and morale, next.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's Armor's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
And deciding it's time to go home. We're going to take our toys and leave. That's what's happening in Afghanistan. Does it mean you deprive the guys and the women of a good meal? We'll talk about that in a second. But first, we are bringing it back, as I said, for the past couple of months, the Daily Salute here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and you're going to love this one. Erica Branock. You know who she is? You probably don't know her name yet, but she was a preschool teacher. Kids loved her. She went to the Boston Marathon to watch her mother run the race, and she didn't go back to school. She hasn't been back to school since then. Oh, no. It's been 50 days. Finally, she has come home. Yep. 29 years old, a huge Baltimore Ravens fan. She lives in Maryland. She returned in a wheelchair, her left leg amputated above the knee, her right leg pretty mangled. She had about 11 or 12 surgeries. They say she's going to have more. She was 50 days in the hospital. And all she did was go to watch her mom. Drove up from Baltimore to watch her mother run the race. And then her life was shattered when the bombers decided to blow up the tail end of that race, as you know. So the great thing is that she was wheeled into a private hangar at the BWI airport. Her mom was with her. A small crowd of relatives and friends were there. The kids were there. They were cheering her on. They had balloons and they were waving flags and all kinds of cool stuff. That had to make her feel good, because you can imagine what that would be like when you're not even 30 and that happens to you, and just how scary it is when you're going through all those operations. So a big hand for Branock and how brave she is and was after that happened to her. There's a great story about her where she was waiting and waiting and so excited to see her mother in that race. And she's there with other people, and then the bombs go off, and she of course is hurt. She's laying in the street profusely bleeding, and she says, "I'm not ready to go yet." She said out loud, she said, "I'm not ready to go yet." And a complete stranger grabs her hand in the chaos and says, "I'm not going to let you go." So she didn't go. She didn't slip away. She didn't die. She survived. And, you know, now she's going to go back to school and get the kids in the fall and get the kids back into their normal situation. But, wow, that's just terrific. And they've raised all kinds of money for her there. They've had the things that we see across the country. They're doing races and bar crawls and car sales, donations, and, you know, that kind of stuff. Anything they can think of to raise the money. Because, of course, what's happened to the people who have been gone through these amputations, they may have health coverage, and it covers a little bit of it. But they say over the course of a lifetime, it'll cost you $500,000, maybe even a little bit more by the time, you know, you're fitted for a prosthetic limb or maybe a couple different limbs or whatever it might be. But needless to say, it costs more money than most people have. So how about that? And she's there just in time because she's in time to see the graduation ceremony at her preschool. So how terrific is that? So a great big shout out to Erica Branock for going back and enduring what she endured and making an impact on those kids so much so they begged their parents. They wanted to be there. They wanted to see her. I think that's really cool. She's obviously influenced the kids that she's taught so far and the ones that she was teaching this year. You think we would learn some lessons, like when somebody has been deployed once, twice, three times, however many times, and they're in the horrific conditions where they're really sitting targets so much of the day. We're talking about Afghanistan, and we're talking about the worst place you can be, the southwestern Helmand province, which is just a hell zone. They call it Camp Leatherneck. A couple of different people sent me links to this story in the last few days, but now it's out, the word is out, that the Marines on that base are losing what they call midrats. You know what that means for all of you who served, the whole rationing thing. Midnight rationing service. So you have Marines that work a couple of different shifts, actually two, midnight to noon, and then you've got other Marines who are ending noon to midnight work. So it's one of the times that they can all be together in one spot because they're not together a lot. You know, it's all about that morale and camaraderie and all of that kind of stuff. And as I said, the base is one of the worst places that you could possibly be serving in and the things that you're doing. Because you got Iran, you got Pakistan, you know, you got a lot of craziness going there. And they're not looking for sympathy. But why are we taking the midrats away when this is a chance for them to socialize, refuel, get some good cooked meals? So the 24-hour sandwich bar, poof, that's gone. The hot dishes, poof, that's gone. You know what they're going to get instead? The prepackaged MREs. That's what they're going to get. They're going to give them that instead. That's what they're going to offer them. I mean, I think that's a ripoff. They are killing it in a war that people don't even recognize unless they know someone in it or they are really paying attention. It's not even recognized as a war in so many people's eyes. Oh, really? We're in war? And so you have all the sacrifices these families have made. I mean, come on. This is just a hot meal, for goodness sake. And this is part of the problem. I mean, yes, we know they're drawing down. We know that's happening. I understand that 2014, and you got to start to do things, right? You got to roll those tanks back because it's not a wave the magic wand and it happens in 1 second. But certainly the hot meal thing, that could be the last thing to go. And that has nothing to do with anything other than, all right, pull them out, move them on, let's get out of here. Think about it. 30,000 service members leave Afghanistan in the next coming months. So, base morale is supposedly down, down, down. Down, down, down. And I know some people who serve. I've got some people who have friended me even on Facebook who listen to the show. Big shout out to Lieutenant GD and a few others out there. And I know you're not happy about this, because you've got to think about this, how long they're working and how important that refueling is. When I say fair or foul to you, of everything that's left my mouth since I jumped on the air, to me this is the most horrific thing. I mean, come on. They're going to eat. We're giving them crud to eat. Really? Soylent Green? Is it like Soylent Green? Here you go. Eat this. Have this. Hey, you're coming back here soon. Come on. Come on, do it. I don't know. I think that I understand that war is hell. I understand that people have had horrific situations where they didn't have food for X amount of time, or they were stuck in the jungle somewhere, or, you know, I can tell you stories that my grandfather told me, that my great uncle told me, and we know, but my grandfather also told me about being on a sub. They loved the cook. They had, those meals were so important to those guys. It was the time they could talk, because they didn't know what was going to happen to them. So I'm just saying, couldn't they have that be the last thing that leaves? Do we need to give him yet another kick? Just another kick. All right, cop says, Kate, Marines in Nam had the C rations. Ooh, the C rations. Lots of time, they never had a hot meal. Yeah, I bet. And horrific conditions where you'd have those monsoons. Uh-huh. Yeah. So forget about mid-racks. That's being cut out. The administration is cutting out the hot meals for the Marines. We'll have more on this, too, because I have some feelers out on some people who might talk about it. They just don't want to have any blowback. But, boy, you think of the long hours and the one of the few times that they can get together and have those conversations. And as I said, I know from my own family how key that was to keep the morale up. It really is. It's very key in doing that. And sure, we're getting out of there, but we're still there. We're still there. You think nobody else is going to get killed or nothing else horrific is going to happen to any of the men and women serving that are going the rest of this distance until the end of this year into the beginning of next year? Of course not. I wish, and I hope that number is super, super low. But I'm realistic, and it's very, very doubtful. All right, I said coming up next that we would talk to our pal Buddha, because we're going to switch gears and do a little hoop and talk a little sports. Big NBA game that turned out to be kind of a flop, I would say, unless you were a Miami fan. Miami just really blew out the Pacers when it counted. I mean, that's what they did. So now it's the Heat and the Spurs in the NBA Finals. D. Wade, who was key in the win, really showed up big in this one. The Heat just dominated them on both sides of the ball, playing some great defense, and obviously the shots were falling. It was almost flawless. So they were going crazy on the sidelines, and the Pacers, good for them. Congratulations on their season, but they are done. Gamblers aren't done betting on the NBA. And why is it? What has spurred on the interest as far as hoop is concerned? So we'll talk with Steve Budin about that and a few other things in the world of sports, like hockey. As much as I like hockey and the glue, Matt Johnson likes hockey. Apparently a lot of other people don't like to bet on it, don't really relate to it. So it doesn't show up well on the boards, let's say. Hang with us.
To get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hockey mixed in too. Sports. I can't wait though till we get back to football season. We're getting close, with the beginning of the summer means, hey, we're going to really see training camp is just around the corner and whatnot. But what a showdown it's been in the East. Game 7, the Pacers and the Heat, back and forth. We got that final score coming up for you here in a second. I'm surprised, because it really looked to me like the Heat were going to close the door on the Pacers, but the Pacers had the last laugh pushing it. So, as I said, this Game 7. Always fun to have him on the show. Buddha Man is with us, and he, of course, is the CEO of PickNation.com, Steve Budin. Steve, did you think this was going to go to a 7?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if the Pacer coach doesn't give away Game 1,
yeah,
like for some reason not having Hibbert on the floor defending the rim like he's been doing all year and all postseason, and that game, they win that game instead of having it go to OT and lose it. I mean, we're talking about Indiana against San Antonio right now instead of Indiana against Miami. That's the fact. But in the same respect, I'll also say that it's a fact that if Miami gives you an opportunity to win and you do not cash in on that opportunity, forget getting other chances down the road.
Yeah, no
That's
kidding.
That's not happening.
Yeah, the Hibbert thing was a strange deal, no doubt about it. And you know, you're a student of the game. As much as you talk about numbers and you're looking for the good action there, you also have schooled yourself in all the moves on the floor. So you watch what happened with the Pacers, and I think one of the big things that I noticed is just the way they were controlling the tempo at times, and somehow this kind of messed up the Heat because the Heat like to move up and down super fast. Did you think that worked for them? Is that kind of one of the observations you would add?
Yeah, we saw it in the Knicks series, because the Knicks are also a team that like to move up and down the court and were unable to. Guys like Stevenson and George and Hill neutralizing that speed. I believe the same thing has happened here against Miami. I mean, obviously, Indiana, very good at covering the three, very good at slowing down the tempo. And when you have Hibbert at the rim, you know, your guards and your wings can get, you know, very creative on defense because they know they've got somebody to clean up behind them just in case somebody goes by them on a head fake.
Yeah. San Antonio on the other side of it, just, you know, of course, waiting around in the West, they sweep out Memphis. Did you think San Antonio would have gotten to this position where they're playing again the first time since 2007 to be in a position where they're vying for a championship?
No, I mean, I credit the front office. I mean, I credit HGH in the case of Tim Duncan. But at the end of the day, they did start to surround these guys with a younger cast and crew. And Tony Parker probably is the most underrated point guard in the league because, you know, no one watches those games, so they just don't know how good he is. He's as good as anyone on any given night. So the layoff is good for the old folks. It's good for guys like Duncan. You get a little rest in them, but I think that they're going to be rusty when they come back. Should take them the first half to work it out. And that's all. That's it. It gets you about one half of basketball. That's all it buys you.
Yeah, no kidding. Have you noticed that more people, because, you know, we know that you and I talk about this often. It's about the NFL, there's no question, in this country. And when you're laying money, everybody really wants to go, you know, for the NFL. But other sports certainly have their fans and definitely people who want action on it. Have you seen an increase in people wanting to bet on the NBA?
Oh, absolutely. Basketball handle. I think what happened with the NBA is that last year when they had the lockout, what happened was is that, you know, a lot of the NBA bettors thought there was going to be no season. And in that condensed season, you know, people started betting right from the beginning, something they never do, because they were so caught up in the fact that there was going to be no season that when there finally was a season, you know, they went ahead and started betting right away, and it was very exciting because there was games every night. It was a short season, and, you know, and then what happened was it brought up kind of a playoff atmosphere early to the NBA. And then that just carried through to this year, and we saw more NBA betting earlier in the season than we've seen. Normally, traditionally, over the last 10 years, I'd say gambling starts to occur in the NBA after the All-Star break. You know, not until then. I mean, you have some diehards that bet early, but the crowd doesn't start to assemble till after the All-Star break and then heading into the playoffs. So, yeah. I mean, you know, for me, I think that the overall betting on the NBA is up. I credit the internet and I credit last year's condensed season and, you know, gamblers facing that they may not have the NBA to bet on at all. I think it re-energized them to bet on it.
Yeah. We're speaking with Buddha Man, Steve Budin, CEO of PickNation.com. And Buddha, you know, you and I have also talked about this a long time ago in the past. As much as some of us like the game of hockey, especially if we grew up in the Northeast or the Midwest, has hockey caught on fire at all with gamblers? Are more people looking at hockey now or nah?
Nope.
Yeah. Too hard.
Not at all, never. They you know, there's a puck line, there's a money line, sometimes there's a combined puck and money line. You know, you got players on the team that, I mean, you could be the number one spelling bee champion in the world. You can't spell these names, there's seven vowels in a row. I just don't think that when people look at these hockey players, Americans, when we look at these hockey players, I don't think we see ourselves.
Yeah, good point. I don't think so. If you were gonna look down the road and think about what's the next big sport that people are excited about.
Oh, it's easy. It's soccer. All you need to do is have a kid who's in some type of athletics to know that soccer is the fastest growing sport here as more and more people come from other countries where soccer is, king. It's embedding itself now with the kids. And once the kids get involved, that's the only thing that can change it other than gambling. But the thing about gambling is, remember, hockey, well, hockey's not bet anywhere. There's nowhere that hockey is bet. But soccer is the biggest bet sport in the world. It's not like soccer's not being bet. It may not be bet on in the U.S., but it's the biggest bet on sport in the world, second to none.
Yeah.
So it's already bet on. So it has a leg up or two legs up on hockey. So I think that there's no doubt about it. Soccer is the next big shoe to drop in U.S. sports gambling.
So for someone like you and for Pick Nation, you're keeping an eye on that. You're getting people ready to maybe start looking at a lot of different odds, possibly with soccer, right, in some teams?
Correct. We already have a presence in London right now. Obviously, we're trying to coax one of the bookmakers from there to come here and work for us and head up our soccer department, which we definitely will have online. Within a year or two, anything before that would be, premature.
Yeah. That's interesting. You and I have never talked about that. I imagine there's a lot of people that would love to work for you. How do you separate the chaff from the wheat? How do you decide, Buddha man, who you're going to hire?
I go after people. I don't answer, there's nowhere to apply for a job with me. when we want somebody, we target them, we go after them, we try to get them. That's really what we've done with all of our key positions. It's somebody that, I either admired or have, always wanted to work with or is respected in the industry, and I go after that person with the record.
Yeah.
That's how I handle it.
Yeah, so you start watching somebody. If somebody young is coming up or whoever they are, they just start to really make a name for themselves. They really know the game. They know the odds. They're really watching it, and you start to get the book on them, I guess, right?
Well, I mean, either that or it's somebody that I've known for 20 years, have been, associated with or friends with, and separately in the same industry with. There's a lot of guys in this industry that I know. And someone that I've come to respect. I mean, it's very rarely do I take a business opportunity and hand it into a kid's hand and say, here, kid, go with it. You know what I mean? that's never it. No. I'm the kid.
There you go. Yeah, but you need a protege. You got to have some proteges, right?
I'm 40 years old. What kind of protege? I have a protege in 20 years. Somebody with their hands in my pocket. I get my son 10 years old. He's standing online already.
There you go.
Yeah, use the barbecue, but not too much. You know what I mean?
I got you. Buddha, always fun. Check out PickNation.com. We'll talk to you again.
You guys.
Bye-bye.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.